Fate has smiled upon you. Your listless wandering through the internet has fortuitously bore you to the IDTU bonus podcast zone. Take a moment to marvel at your good luck. Now prepare your auditory organs for a special episode of Idiots Discuss the Universe.
Gentlemen, to another magnificent episode of Hit or Shit, where we review new music that has come out in the recent weeks, new, hot, fresh, off the charts, the conveyor belt.
Or on their way to the charts. They're not even. Some of these aren't even on the charts yet.
Right.
And they may never get there.
They may not.
But we're that on the cutting edge. We're just like the idiots are just like looking over the edge of whatever the abyss is.
Yes. We're on the edge of idiocy, ladies and gentlemen. The cutting edge.
Yeah.
All right. So for this episode, we're going to be reviewing an interesting one, a Neil Diamond track. It's actually a live track.
This is a reissue, right?
Well, okay.
Is it a reissue or is it a basement tape or something like that?
It's live at the Greek Theater from 2012.
Oh, from so it's not so
it's
long
not
ago.
That old. Not no, so I just, okay, it's not life. That old. So it's recent Neil.
Okay.
Recent the recent Diamond.
Yeah.
Current era Diamond performing his song Cherry Cherry at like a historic theater, the Greek Theater.
Historic theater. Okay, so I thought it's not a historic performance.
No.
It's a historic theater.
Yeah.
And a very old man singing one of his songs.
Yeah.
Right.
And oh boy, it's 7.5 minutes long.
Oh, wow.
I did not look at that before selecting this song, but we're in for it now, you know?
Yeah, we are in for it
we're
now.
We're in for it now.
Okay, well, let's get the Diamond figured out.
All right.
Let's go. Yes, you die. Girls had a say, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. She gonna show me tonight, yeah. Yeah. She got the way to move me, Cherry.
She got the way to move me,
Cherry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right.
She got the way to move me. Yeah.
Well, I enjoyed that way more than I thought I was going to.
I had a little bit of fear when you said that that thing was going to be 7 minutes and what? 40-some minutes?
Seven and a half minutes
long of that song because the original single's 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I was,
that was awesome.
Pretty fun.
That
was pretty fun.
Yeah, so it played so fast because he did the classic introduce each band member with a solo. You know, which I think always goes by very quick because the thing's always changing up.
But what was fun about this is, like, you know, the Cherry song is like those three chords, you know, it's a thousand other songs. It's so basic, but like for every one of the solos, like you could tell that the band had been playing together for so long.
Oh yeah.
And they'd done that so many times that like they would just change genres sometime completely for whatever they were doing. And
what I thought was funny is how the bongo player had like the most extensive solo out of everyone. You'd think it'd be like the guitarist or something like that, but it was, in this case, it was the hand drummer, percussionist guy who went on for like double what everyone else did, pretty much.
And didn't he have some like one word name, like Horizio?
No, it was like King something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was a badass name.
Yes.
And people cheered more for him too.
See, he must be like part of the, like, you know, the real show of it, you know.
Yeah.
But I've always heard that, like, I mean, I've watched some Neil Diamond concerts like with my mother, you know, because she watches like some of the times on TV, but he's supposed to put on like an amazing, like, three Bruce Springsteen style show, you know,
hours.
Just amazing, long and super polished. And for 2012, man, he sounds
great.
Great.
Sounds good. He's got energy.
I mean, have you heard Paul Simon sing lately? Like, that is like horrible to hear. You know, like, but he sounded like rich and like good and like energetic and
seriously.
Like, man, he must be 70 years old,
at least,
75,
yeah.
something like that.
Yeah.
And that's amazing that he's that like wow,
yeah,
in command of the whole deal.
Yeah.
And he remembered everybody's names. Like, there was no hesitation. Like, oh, he yeah. knew who everybody was. He knew who
sharp.
He was. He knew where he was. He knew what was going on.
Wow. He probably didn't even crap his pants.
Yeah. He even acted like he was still happy to be singing that song after like 50 years.
I know. He fooled me.
Yeah.
He got the way to move it, baby.
Yeah. But yeah, he made it interesting. But I think I'm going to give that one a hit.
Yeah, that's a hit.
It's a hit.
That was a hit. That really, I mean, as a skeptic, I don't know. I'm nothing against Neil Diamond, but you hear about that and you're like, oh, that's what my grandma listens to.
Yeah.
And you're just a little bit like, maybe not. But I like that a lot.
I have a warm spot in my heart for Neil Diamond. You know, my mother loved him. And like, he was like, if you grew up in the 70s, he was just part of like the woodwork. He was like macrame or... You know, the jazz singer was everywhere, and, you know, it was
very,
just a
very
big thing.
Wholesome music for the most part.
But Troubled, like, if you really, like, listen to, like, watch the jazz singer, that is not a happy, good time story.
Not with Al Jolson.
No, with Neil Diamond, the story of his life. Like, his music, you know, at times he was dark, you know, and he wrote a lot of music for a lot of other people, too. Mm. You know, he was pretty impressive dude.
Cool.
You know, that would be an interesting topic, you know, that I don't know a lot about, you know.
Yeah.
Do a Neil Diamond
episode. I'm down with
Neil Diamond.
Episode. Yeah.
Huh. Awesome. Cool.
Great. I'm glad we picked that one.
So two hits. Yeah, hits. Two hits for the Neil Diamond.
Two
the
hits.
7.5 minute long Neil Diamond
song.
He
made it play like a 3 minute song, too.
Yeah.
Which is a tough thing to do.
That's a tough thing to do. Because normally that's the most boring, fast forward through the fucking shit part of a live album ever.
Yeah.
You know, but that was actually, like you say, it was engaging.
Yeah. So, everyone go check it out. He's got an album that's live at the Greek Theater in 2012. So,
get it.
Let us know what you think. Comment, like, subscribe, do all that good stuff, that good internet stuff.
Do it.
Pretty please. We will love you forever and ever. And so will Neil Diamond. He'll appreciate it too. He doesn't know it yet, but he will.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah.
He already sort of does.
So this has been another wonderful episode of Hit or Shit.
From Idiots Discuss the Universe.
Y'all have a great day now.
Bye-bye.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in the IDTU studios located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.